we invite you to tune in to our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Eternal Life. Today's meditation was written by Pastor S. D. Abraham. We shall take our Bible reading from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 to 5. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. I have just read from the New International Version. There's a powerful truth hidden in plain sight in today's scripture. We were dead, but now we are alive. This isn't referring to physical death or life. It's talking about something far more significant, spiritual and eternal life. Just as physical life allows us to interact with the physical world, eternal life is what gives us access and participation in the eternal realm, where God reigns and life never ends. When Lucifer and his angels rebelled, they lost access to that realm. They fell from life. When Adam sinned, humanity also lost that divine connection, cast out from God's presence. Sin disqualifies a person from eternal participation in God's realm because sin and death cannot exist where God is. But God didn't leave us in that hopeless state. Because of his overwhelming love and rich mercy, he gave us another chance. He made us alive with Christ, breathing into us the very life that flows in the Son of God. Our only hope for this eternal life is found in Jesus. That's why he said, "No one comes to the Father except through me," John 14:6. We were included in him when he was raised from the dead. And this inclusion is the key to our salvation. Having eternal life isn't just a future hope. It's a present reality for the believer. Eternal life is the highest quality of life. It supersedes the physical and dominates even the lower spiritual realms where demons and dark forces operate. Go into today knowing that if you are in Christ, you carry a life that the devil himself cannot touch. The eternal life in you gives you authority over all works of darkness. See Luke 10:19. Walk in that dominion boldly. Confession: I have eternal life through Christ Jesus my Lord. I walk in this life with power, victory, and purpose. The forces of darkness have no dominion over me. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Proverbs chapter 1. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next. Proverbs chapter 1.
The Book of Proverbs. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, for gaining wisdom and instruction, for understanding words of insight, for receiving instruction in prudent behavior, doing what is right and just and fair, for giving prudence to those who are simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance, for understanding proverbs and parables, the sayings and riddles of the wise. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. They are a garland to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck. My son, if sinful men entice you, do not give in to them. If they say,
"Come along with us, let's lie in wait for innocent blood, let's ambush some harmless soul, let's swallow them alive like the grave and whole, like those who go down to the pit," we will get all sorts of valuable things and fill our houses with plunder. Cast lots with us, we will all share the loot.
My son, do not go along with them. Do not set foot on their paths, for their feet rush into evil. They are swift to shed blood. How useless to spread a net where every bird can see it. These men lie in wait for their own blood. They ambush only themselves. Such are the paths of all who go after ill-gotten gain. It takes away the life of those who get it. Out in the open, wisdom calls aloud. She raises her voice in the public square. On top of the wall, she cries out. At the city gate, she makes her speech.
How long will you who are simple love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? Repent at my rebuke. Then I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make known to you my teachings. But since you refuse to listen when I call, and no one pays attention when I stretch out my hand, since you disregard all my advice and do not accept my rebuke, I in turn will laugh when disaster strikes you. I will mock when calamity overtakes you. When calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, when distress and trouble overwhelm you, then they will call to me, but I will not answer. They will look for me, but will not find me, since they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord. Since they would not accept my advice and spurn my rebuke, they will eat the fruit of their ways and be filled with the fruit of their schemes. For the waywardness of the simple will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm.
You have just listened to StreamGlobe Devotional. StreamGlobe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.